A word for you from Mark chapter 4 verse 39. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. I'd like to call this word for you heavenly silence or divine silence. The problem with us is that we live in a world of noise. Yes, there is literal physical noise all around us, as was literally the case in the storm that the disciples were so afraid of. It was the wind that had caused these waves to be so violent. It was full of noise. But even worse was the noise of fear in their hearts, and the noise of criticizing the Lord Jesus for allowing this to happen. That is why in the previous verse it says that they went to Jesus, who, by the way, was asleep on a cushion, and they woke him, saying, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? They told their Lord what to do. So often that is exactly like us. But the Lord is gracious to them. He understands their fears. They are still babies in the faith. That is why he rebukes them at the end of the whole experience and says, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? But here, notice that he turns to the elements, the wind and the waves, and he commands them, Peace, be still. And instantaneously they were still, because he is the creator of the elements. He is the one who made all this. No wonder he was asleep on a cushion, because he knew he was in perfect control. It was the disciples who were fearing, though they were with the Lord. Now, heavenly silence is the opposite of the noise that happens in us. So often, we are full of our own doubts and fears, or the noise that is the direct result of sin, causing the attacks of our conscience on us, which is God's divine rebuke, his holy instrument to rebuke us. Then it is the Holy Spirit himself who attacks us, attacks though in convicting us in his grace, pulling us towards his forgiveness so that we would come to him and repent. But so often we live in a world of noise, and all this clamor about us is because it's self-created. We are to blame. Let us go to the one who is able to bring about a divine silence.